Well, everyone's getting COVID, but when you get COVID, that's it, isn't it? You don't get it again. Is that right?
No, we were talking, Aaron. I think you said it yesterday. You said, imagine you got COVID twice in quick succession, right?
Yes.
And when you said that, I was like, oh, right. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. And then coincidentally, I see an article on Mamma Mia yesterday. Here's the headline. I got COVID twice in 21 days. Here's what I need you to know. Hmm. And the writer of that article, who got COVID twice in 21 days, Carly Sophia, you can read all her stuff on Mamma Mia, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. But how are you? Double dose of COVID.
Yeah, mostly recovered. It's day 8 for me today, so I'm allowed back out into the wild and I'm feeling a little bit better every day, which is good.
When you say day 8, though, day 8 of the second go, I imagine. Is that right?
Yeah. Second go. So it's, you know, day 150 all up. Yeah, no.
How are you? My first thought when I saw the headline in your article was, are you sure it just wasn't one long stint of COVID?
I thought that it was. That's what I kept hoping it would be because, when I tested positive, I was like, surely it's just, you know, leftover COVID from last time. But speaking to my doctor about it, he helped me come to the conclusion that recovering from the first lot, being exposed to two COVID positive people in the last few days, and then the fresh onslaught of new symptoms along with the positive tests, it all kind of added up.
So do you know whether it's the same strain of COVID or was it different strains?
So the first time I had it, when I was discharged by New South Wales Health, they told me that I'd had the Delta strain. Right. I don't think they actually call you to discharge you anymore just because so many people have it. You just sort of let yourself loose when you've reached the end of your isolation or you don't have any symptoms. So I haven't been told what strain I have this time. I'm assuming it's Omicron or whatever you call it because it is different to the last one. The symptoms do stack up.
So when was the last one? This is all within 3 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah. So the last one was pretty poorly timed in a little window right before Christmas and New Year's that would ensure I was isolating for both.
And you've got young twins, don't you?
I do. They're 3. They actually just woke up. I've had to put them in my bed with some Netflix to keep them quiet.
Yeah. Now, have they had it? Have they got the COVID on either?
No. So I've had to do rapid tests in order to be able to send them to daycare. But as soon as I found out that I had it on both occasions, they went to stay with their dad. So they've been spared, which is good.
So which was the hardest one, the first one or the second one for you?
I think that the second one has been harder for me just because I just can't believe it's happened again. I think mentally to deal with, the second one has been worse and also physically too. And even though, you know, the other strain's meant to be a little bit milder, I don't know if it's because I'm already a bit sort of run down from the first, but I'm feeling worse this time around.
What about your taste and smell? Because I mean, obviously we worry about getting really sick, but I do have friends who say they still haven't got their taste and smell back. How's that go for you?
It's just starting to come back. So the taste returned first and the smell is almost there.
Yeah, right.
With the taste, so I do wonder, are you less keen to eat because you can't taste food? Is it like...
It does seem pretty pointless, to be honest. I actually lost my appetite around the same time, so that worked out quite well.
Now, you live a very interesting life, Carly. I'm looking at your kind of bio. You're an ex-model, an ex-chef, and then you're an ambassador. Tell us about what you do and how has this impacted your work?
I'm a writer, so I write mainly about beauty products and some other, I guess, naughtier women's products.
Wild Secrets, they're a great company. They make great products to make people happy, don't they?
They do. They are excellent at delivering happiness in very subtle packaging.
There you go.
Were you less likely to want to be happy over the last 3 weeks? Or, you know what I mean? Did that cut down in that aspect of your life?
Oh, no. I've been making myself happy.
There you go.
You might know Emma.
Carly, Sophia, you can read her on Mamma Mia. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
honey.
Bye.
She's here now.